Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
6 minutes past 7 o'clock, second hour today of Political Coffee. As you know, Stacey Ann's back at Good Morning Salem starts in an hour. So make sure you stay tuned for that. So how do you feel today? That's the question I'm asking. I want to hear from you. How do you feel? In fact, I'm watching Mike Pompeo is on the phone on Newsmax. I have a lot of respect for him. He stood by Donald Trump to the end. I think that's admirable. He's a quality man. I interviewed him many years ago on another radio show that I had. It was back in D.C. at an event, and he was a congressman then. And he's a very, very high quality man. I have the greatest of respect for him. So how do you feel today? How do you feel today with Donald Trump not burning the place down on his way out of town? Not invoking the Insurrection Act or martial law or even the executive order that I think he should have done. How do you feel today? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Give me a quick call. I'll get you right on the air. I want to know what you're thinking. I've just shared with you some of my thoughts that I think are echoed appropriately here in that American Thinker piece. There's also another piece about how, well, it's also in the American Thinker, and it's by Christopher Chantrell, Causes of the Great Rejection by Commoners. It's how we view our ruling class. Now, I've just shared with you my thoughts. I want to know how you feel. I'm not going away because I do care about the future of this great nation. What are we willing to do to help candidates win? What are we willing to do truly to stand up? How far are we willing to go? Right now, there's a lot of conservatives hunkered down in fear. That's the wrong thing to do. Tomorrow, I'm going to be showing up at the Capitol. When I get off the air and get myself around, I'll probably get up there about 10 o'clock. My friend Mark Cosby's going to be there. You going to come and join us? Yeah, we're just going to go there and stand out there and wave our flags and say, you know what? Open up the building. Quit holding an unconstitutional session. And that's what they're doing. Rich writes me an email, and I'm going to get to Ron in a moment. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Rich writes this, how do I feel? Says, well, now, that's a great question. How about abused, used, corruption in D.C. now at light speed to get all of our money and our rights, etc.? Tired of looking at the bus from the other side, partly due to the GOP traitors. Partly because I believed they were honorable. House Bill 2238 is just the beginning of the assault on our rights here in this state. Now, what do we do to change that? Where to start after getting with like-minded people and get a plan together? We continue to look at the plan to see if it is still the right direction as we move forward. No, you're right about that. We need to have a plan. 503-589-1220. How do you feel today? Love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is a Power Buick GMC talk line. And again, I want to thank Ticklicker Firearms for being another one of our great advertisers. They have two stores. They've got one in South Commercial right across from Winco. And they've got one in Corvallis. They are sponsoring the Freedom Celebration. Come and join us January 31st, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for a big party where we honor the people that keep us free. Freedom Celebration. Register online, kslm.news. Ticklicker Firearms. By the way, they got lots of ammunition. You're looking for ammo? You should go by and see the folks at Ticklicker Firearms. Thank you for sponsoring the event. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning to you. How do you feel today, brother?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I ain't watching no media. I ain't going to waste the radio time. And I'm just going to get the, after my doctor appointments, I'm just going to disappear for today. I just think that the president is tired. He's done everything that you could ever ask. The man's been beaten worse than, almost as bad as Christ with razors on the end of the whips. The man's been disavowed, gutted, Julius Caesarized by his Brutus, and yet he still was a servant to the people, just like Kennedy was, Lincoln, or Jefferson. The problem is this, when the thing I see in the future, it's not going to be pretty in the state of Oregon when you have a dictating Jezebel Crow that wants to give me $132,000 for something that happened over 150 years ago. It's not right. It goes against everything what Reverend King says. It goes against what Sinatra and so many other people, or Emmett Till, or Edgar Evans died for. And, you know, to go through and have this disunion of our country by a bunch of coyotes that caused the problem while I was in D.C., and now, Jeff, I even got censored off of Facebook for a week for something I don't know what I did. And at the same time, they won't let you respond. They say, oh, but respond. I am sick and tired of the double-backing stuff. It is time for Section 230 to go bye-bye. It is time to find, if there's any attorneys out there that want to sue, I would like for them to come represent me. But do not start no violence, people. Pray, love your neighbors like the Lord love you, just like the love I got from 38 states when I was on 13th and Constitution Avenue, worshiping, loving, listening to the President of my United States of America that was voted for by the people, taking care of the people, and love to the people. From our servant, I pray that the Crypt Keeper and Jezebel will humble their hearts and move to the center. I pray that Schumer and whatchamacallit, Cocaine Mitch will come to the center. But I put a extra double blessing on Holly and all, and the seven people that voted to try to do the right thing. And there's senators that, representatives that try to do things. I pray for my senator, and I hope that my state senator, Boquist, hope that maybe I can figure out why he wants to be an independent. But I think the answer's right and written on the wall. We got too many Judases, and pray that the Lord will separate the coyotes and the wheat from the chaff, and give me strong shepherds in my party. I pray that people like ourselves, Jeff, will be the bright light and will not wither to coyotes or fear. And pray that the Lord will give us wisdom through his spirit and his timing and the love that he always betroths on us. To my friends out there, wherever you hear me, you know who I am. I'm off Facebook for about a week. I am on Gab, Spreely, USA Life. Jim, look up old Huck. You'll find me, and you know who my last name is. And I'll be there until my partner come back. But do not live in fear. Do not cause trouble. Pray that nobody brings you trouble. Pray that we walk in faith, not by sight. for we only serve the one and true God that endowed our rights from our Creator. In Jesus' name I ask these things, and for you, my brother, always, amen.
Amen to you. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
How do you feel today, folks? Now, Tom writes me an email. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. He says, how do you feel? That's the wrong question today, he writes. We should be asking, what are we going to do about this? Yeah, that's actually the next thing that comes out of how do you feel? Because the problem is a bunch of people on our side are afraid. Truly afraid. They've pulled back. They think that the FBI is going to roll up on their doorstep today because they've posted something on social media and going to put them in chains and haul them away. Ain't so. We still have rights. And we still have judges that will recognize we have rights. But it is the follow-up question, I have to say, Tom. What are we going to do about this? I feel like I've been lied to by Republicans and Democrats. I feel passionately and strongly that the people of America, we the people, we the commoners, have to stand up and fight. Like we've always done, and like we've always prevailed. And Marie writes me a text message, says, how do I feel today? I'm even more committed to vigilance and making a difference in the lives of the oppressed and modeling wisdom and maturity. This builds strong families who then make a difference themselves. Amen to that. You see, it's we commoners. Folks, it was, at least in part, some of the elites who took the brave and the bold step of signing the Declaration of Independence. It was a big deal, folks, because they did pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to rebelling against tyranny. It was a big deal. But it was the commoners who went to war and who literally fought, generally speaking. Today, we commoners are looked down upon by our stuck-up, educated betters. I'm going to get into that. It's another piece. Yeah, what are we going to do today? How do you feel? I'm not giving up. That's how I feel. Liberty is worth fighting for. Back to home. Come on and sing my song all night long.
Good morning, I'm Terry Solomon, the KSLM Weather Center, with the latest forecast for Salem and vicinity. It is a Wednesday morning, the 20th day of January, January 20th. This weather update is being brought to you by Divine Distillers, the essence of flavor. For Salem and vicinity, mostly cloudy with the highs around 46 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the lows around 37. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly cloudy with the highs near 44. And Friday, partly sunny with the highs around 45 degrees. That's a quick look at your Salem area weather brought to you by Divine Distillers. I'm Terry Saul, Saltissimo. Have a great and safe day.
By now you've heard of the health benefits of CBD, but who can you trust to provide you the highest quality, natural, affordable CBD? None other than ProBioscience, family-owned and operated, grown and manufactured right here in Salem, Oregon. ProBioscience has tinctures, capsules, topicals, and even CBD products for your pets. ProBioscience, high-quality, affordable CBD. Visit pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com to place an order, or call 503-877-9859.
Attention homeowners, have you scoured the internet and local area looking for a reliable contractor only to come up empty-handed? Well, I've got an answer to your prayers. Eric Azer with Righteous Renovations has been in the construction industry for over 10 years, bringing both experience and professionalism right to your front door. Call Eric today for a free quote or set up an appointment for your in-home project. That's Eric Azer with RighteousRenovations.com. That's RighteousRenovations.com. CCB 225-965.
Natural or man-made disasters, infrastructure failures, the threat of war and terrorism. These uncontrollable forces directly impact our lives every day. Without clean, purified water, it'll be impossible to survive. How will you secure your family's well-being during an emergency or crisis? Aquanetics H2O has developed the world's most effective and portable fresh water purification system on the planet. The Solar Hydro is a solar-charged backpack system that will purify most any contaminated freshwater source anywhere in the world and on demand. It is easily deployed to any worldwide location, can be charged anywhere, will provide up to 100 gallons fresh, clean drinking water per day. That's enough water for drinking, cooking, hygiene, pet, and even a small garden. The Solar Hydro will remove radon gas, pesticides, herbicides, as well as many other chemical contaminants. It will also eradicate disease-causing bacteria and viruses. For info, visit HebrewNationOnline.com. Go to the marketplace link, and remember, being prepared doesn't mean you're scared. It means you're smart.
Have you been involved in a collision with your RV, car, or truck? Fleming's Flea Repair in Salem and Staten are here to serve you. Fast, friendly, and quality repairs. Biggest paint booth in the Salem area. Fleet repair discounts, 20,000 square feet of the latest technology, equipment, and training. Give us a chance. You'll be glad that you did, and so will we. At Fleming's Flea Repair, we believe in God, country, and family. Thank you so much, and drive carefully. Fleming's Flea Repair, 503-364-8359. God bless.
Whether you're off-road in a mud fest or taking your family on a road trip in your light-duty truck, you don't want to stop the fun for a breakdown. Certified Power Systems in Salem has 80 years of expertise for everything under the hood, and they're one of the top 100 shops in the U.S. for off-road mods and special touches like running boards and fender flares. Certified Power Systems has also earned a 4-star rating on Google. Certified Power Systems, 1515 25th Street Southeast in Salem and at cpsdiesel.com.
This is Charles, founder of Accurate Precious Metals Refineries in Salem. We're a local family business that's dedicated to serving you. Think of us as a place to exchange your gold, silver, and diamonds for money. Many people have unwanted jewelry, silverware, and diamonds sitting around. We make it easy to turn all that into instant cash. We later melt it, refine it, and trade directly with manufacturers. All of their gold buyers and pawn shop end up selling what they buy from the public to a refinery. Eliminate the middleman. Sell directly to our refinery to maximize your profits. To evaluate diamonds, we have a GIA certified diamond grader on staff. Give us the opportunity to earn your trust and your business. Our process is fast and simple. Bring in your gold, silver, and diamonds and walk out with cash. Let our team at Accurate Precious Metals Refineries serve you. Visit us today in Salem on Hawthorne Avenue between Market and Sunnyview or online accuratepmr.com.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
The Democrat Party and its conduct the last week, the media, they don't seek to bring this country together. They seek to punish people. We have a full-on assault against the First Amendment. We have a full-on assault against free speech not covered by the First Amendment. We, the American people, are people who speak to each other, people who debate with each other. That's who we are.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Heard weekdays 3 to 6 on 104.3 FM, KSLM.
Stop the car. We gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the
car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. The lines are full. I'm going to get to everybody. Rebecca, Kathy, and Ron, just hang on. A couple of quick things like emails, which I promise I will try to read to you. Lee writes, just give up. What? This is what we wanted, what we hoped for, what we were told would happen, didn't. They always win. It's no use to fight anymore. I give up. I assume a lot of people feel this way. If you do, well, then what do you deeply believe? We must remember that politics is a dirty game. There's been so much misinformation that can lead one down the wrong path, and the only constant is that God is in control. Hold your head high. With every breath, you are alive, so don't waste the day feeling sorry or depressed. But continue your education in the truth of what this country was built on, so you can identify the lie. We must continue to fight, taking action by speaking the truth in love to all those that will listen. I'm going to have a great day. It's a choice that I made. That's how I feel today. Well said. Now, before I go back to Rebecca, let me just address something Santiago said. The reality is there is undeniable voter fraud. The Supreme Court, by the way, Santiago, has only rejected early lawsuits. They have agreed to hear some 8 lawsuits, of which Sidney Powell dropped one of them, so now 7. Most of them are from the Trump campaign. Most of them have evidence. What you need to know, Santiago, is that no evidence has been presented in any trial yet. Period. At any level, in any state, no evidence has been. That's the first thing to understand. Second thing is, there's actual visual evidence from CNN. You can find this if you want to look. Where literally Donald Trump loses votes on the CNN screen as John King is talking. How is that possible? Ask yourself that question. How do you lose votes? It's impossible. Unless there is data manipulation occurring. Now, we know there's data manipulation occurring because the actual county level data that has been analyzed, and it's out there, it's on the internet. You can see the actual county level data from both Pennsylvania and Georgia shows at various times, literally, Donald Trump losing votes county by county. That's impossible. You don't lose votes. And there's much more, but that's just the beginning of it. So I would say this, Santiago. Appreciate your perspective. If the Supreme Court sees evidence in these coming cases that are going to be argued next week, and they agree that fraud occurred, how will you feel, Santiago? It's a fair question to ask. Let's go to the phones to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi. The United States has always been a battleground for liberty. In America, when the British controlled it, the slavery came in and was established. And when Jefferson was 14, his dad died, and he inherited his dad's slaves, and he inherited his dad's debt. And so he was not able to free his slaves because of his dad's debt. It was against the law. So slavery, which is what we're still addressing this today, slavery is when one group has power over another to take the fruit of their labor and use it for themselves.
And so that you've just described, what you've just described is socialism, is it not?
Well, that's another word for it. Yeah, socialism is when the government owns the people.
Right, and so in essence, your story about Jefferson and the slaves and how this country's always been a battleground of ideas is fast forwarded to today, where we have socialism that is soon going to be rammed down our throats, not just at the Oregon level, but certainly at the federal level. So how do we fight against that?
Well, the people who were fighting against it often were fighting their own churches. Now, they continued to go to church. They continued to be in the churches, but they were fighting people who in the church were pro-slavery. And sometimes they got beat up themselves and sometimes killed in the battle. But in the New Testament, Paul is a very interesting place where people teach that Paul was, he said you didn't have to have the law to be saved. But yet he also says that those who kidnap and to sell into slavery cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So,
yeah. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks, Rebecca. I mean, I appreciate your point, and I think it is a good one. I'm going to let you go because in a moment we're going to go to Kathy. Got an email from someone that I'm not going to name. The divine intervention request. At this point, Jeff, I think divine intervention is the only thing that will stop this unfolding nightmare that's happening here and around the world. My prayer is that God Almighty turns Biden and Harris and all of the corrupt, treasonous traitors on both sides of the aisle into pillars of salt. The very moment that Biden places his hand on the Bible and takes the oath to uphold the Constitution. Now, that would be truly divine intervention. It's an interest. I mean, that is judgment, though. And that's, you know, if you're corrupt, then you should be judged. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. How do you feel today?
Okay. So the Supreme Court made no such decision that there was no election fraud.
That's correct.
What they did was they refused, or John Roberts and the Democrats decided that they weren't going to hear any evidence. So that's that.
You're right.
And how I feel is what I'm going to do today is I'm going to clean out the barn because I've got some excrement I need to shovel. I'm going to get my dumpling fork and I'm going to start shoveling it. The other thing is, do I have time? Hello?
Yeah. Keep talking.
Okay, so I keep seeing on social media that Kamala Harris was how did she get on when she couldn't even win a primary? Well, if you watch the primaries, Joe Biden really didn't say anything. He just stood there and watched. And so she was accusing him of, or she believed his accusers, blah, blah, blah. That's when they got her out of there because they really Deep State wanted her in there. And so,
yep, and they're going to get her.
Was going to get the nomination. So
Kathy,
he was the least offensive.
Let me let you go with this comment. Where you're headed is exactly what I think is going to happen. The deep state wants Kamala Harris.
Right.
They are going to allow information to come forward that's incredibly damaging to Joe Biden.
Correct.
That's going to lead to his resignation because they want the radical thinking of Kamala Harris to be the policy of this country.
Yep.
That's my prediction to you. I think it'll happen. Kathy, thanks for your thoughts. Before we go to Ron, text message from Freddie says, question, if the Supreme Court finds there was fraud in the president's elections, do they reverse the results and remove Biden as president? I don't think they have the constitutional authority to remove him as president. I think if they find fraud, I don't know what their remedy will be. That's an interesting question. Let's go to Ron again. Ron, you're back.
Sorry, Santiago just kicked my groin on that statement he made.
Okay. Be kind, though.
That was wrong. Number two, it's that type of mindset that the Democrat Party loves and the rhinos in our party want to appease. And this is for those that I have a feeling why my senator left the party. You people better wake the hell up because this is the mindset on a road to serfdom that they want, like Santiago's. Oh, just move along. It's already done. Yeah, the Supreme Court made a decision. No, they did not make a decision. Let's go back to History 101. Let's talk about the Constitution. They make opinions, but they chose not to hear the case. Roberts tripped a month before the election on his own front lawn, just like Harry Reid tripped and got two black eyes on his treadmill. They don't want to make the right decisions. You have to listen to all you out there that says, oh, it's done, oh, with this, that, another. You want to help heal the country? How about put some skin in the game and really mean it? Not go at these radical things.
Yep.
And lift up your fellow neighbor. Not go
Thank you, brother.
Try to put them in inspection. God bless you.
That's Ron's thinking. He's right. Better get ready to get involved. 7:48, back in a moment. Don't go away.
No, that's not poverty. Faces as they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Megan Marie. You're not going to believe what they did to her. You know, there's a couple of stories on the LibertyDaily.com. Liberal legal scholar, you see him on TV, Jonathan Turley, legal professor, says we are witnessing the death of free speech on the internet. That's only part of it, folks. There's another story there. Kurt Schilling, you know, he's a award-winning Hall of Fame baseball pitcher, says AIG canceled our insurance due to my social media profile. Folks, we better stand up to this. We're going to descend into tyranny. We better stand together, because otherwise we'll lose it all. And that means standing with Megan Marie. Megan, thanks for joining us again today. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you. Oh, peaches and cream.
So, yeah. Yeah, I know.
What can you say?
Yeah, really. Well, look. You got thrown in jail for violating your agreement. What on earth did you do that was so horrible?
You know, I went down and I waved my American flag at the Capitol to start the new year off. That's what I did.
And you went down. All right. So let me get this right. You went down to the Capitol on your own, all by yourself, at midnight, and you waved the flag, and they threw you in the jail for that?
Almost. I wasn't by myself. I had two people with me, as everybody has publicly been able to see. Part of my release agreement was not to be at rallies, can't be in big crowds, can't protest. Haven't been. That's been pretty noticeable.
Did we lose her? I can't hear her. Phil, did we lose Megan? If we did, try to get her back. Recall her if something happened. Okay, so we lost her. Folks, we'll get her back in a moment here. Got a text message. Can anyone go see Chris Ann Hall, or is it just for businesses? It is for everyone. Again, if you want to learn about what your constitutional rights are as a private citizen, or especially as a business, go to the Freedom or Let Freedom Ring Seminar. You'll find it on Facebook, Let Freedom Ring Seminar. Just search for that with Chris Ann Hall, and it is the River Church here in Salem. There you are. You're back. All right, we lost you for a second. All right. So you actually went down there with two other people. They said that violated your agreement? Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you had two people with you?
And being downtown at Dutch Brothers at the time of a rally, I had two people with me. Was downtown for approximately 15, 20 minutes, waved the flag, made a cute little video, said Happy New Year, posted the video, and left.
And they said that was a protest?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, they've even put it in writing. It's all over the internet. That is without a doubt what they arrested me for and revoked my bail.
Because you went down at midnight with two other people to the Capitol. Did your agreement, by the way, specifically say you could not go to the Capitol?
No, it did not. Okay. No.
So they throw you in jail for what, 2 days?
3.5. I bailed out again.
So that cost you more money to get out of jail?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another $2,000. I'm sure they think that's awesome.
So who made the call on this?
You know, it's the district attorney, I believe, and then the new judge on it. I don't know how many hands are in it, and I think that that's the concern. I'm not trying to play a pity party or play like I've been an angel, and I'm almost kind of just willing to deal with the consequences for what I have done, but still not give up on calling out the tyranny in the system and the cheating, because all these things that they are, you know, saying that I have done, they have done also, and it's okay for them to do, and there's no consequences for it. But if I go do it, I'm this horrible person. Lock me up. I'm a menace to society, and it's just incredible to me how many people are falling for that.
Yeah, apparently they are. Apparently now it is a... All right, so this to me sounds like it is an unconstitutional violation of your right to wave a flag, free speech, First Amendment. Okay? What are you going to do about it?
I'm filing several lawsuits. This isn't over.
How can people help you? That doesn't come for free, does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm still trying to obtain attorneys for a couple different things, including criminal. I think the biggest thing that people can keep doing is just keep speaking up, keep trying. Don't let them silence you. Everybody is really putting their all into this because we can't let this become America. This cannot become okay for them to be able to just say that somebody did something and come and arrest them. That can't be okay because it can happen to anybody. If you don't fit that agenda, that can be you also. It's fun and games when it's somebody else, just like Ted Wheeler. I actually kind of got a laugh out of that. It was an idea. It was an idea until it happened to him. Well, this is fun and games until it happens to you.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. It is an astonishing thing to me that you can go down to the Capitol, which you're not prohibited of doing, and you can go down with a flag on New Year's Eve, shoot a little video with two other people, post it, and they call that a protest in violation of your agreement. That is
ludicrous. And actually, somebody's digging deep to make that happen because I had checked in with my check-in officer. We talked. I explained it to him. He said, okay. And the next thing you know, I have a warrant out. So it's been a repetitive ever since Judge Hart refused to revoke my bail the last time I had been at court. They had been continuously submitting paperwork and emails and videos and just whatever they could to continuously try to get the bail revoked. And they finally got it in front of a different judge and they won.
And who is they?
Antifa, BLM, whoever is just blowing up their email.
And that's why you're retaining lawyers to go after them, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So how can people help you financially? Don't you have a crowdfunding site stood up? I think you do. I think I put
it
on Facebook.
I do have a Give, Send, Go going. I will contact you later today and get that to you, and maybe you can post it somewhere. I have been very much censored on social media, so I don't have much of a platform as far as that goes. I do have court again on Friday, so if there's any attorneys or any legal advice, that would be kind of my biggest help right now.
Okay, well, I will find your give, go, send.
Send, go.
Send, give. What is it again?
It's give, send, go.
It's give, send, go.
Yeah, like you give something and you send it and then you go.
And it's Megan Marie?
Yes, I can send you the link to it. We have one going for Chandler Pappas. We have one going for Jeremy. We have one going for Alan Swinney. And I can definitely send you the links to those.
Okay, do that if you would. I thought I had it. I'll have to go back and look on my Facebook page because I'm pretty sure I put it up there a couple of times. I'll make sure I put it up there again, Megan. Look, keep fighting the good fight. We're praying for you. We're believing.
Absolutely.
We're going to stand with you. And you have court this Friday where?
The Marion Court Annex again.
The Marion Court Annex at what time? Because I'm going to ask our listeners to come out. 8:30 in the morning. I'm going to ask our listeners to come out and support you.
I appreciate that very much, Jeff.
All right. Megan, thank you. Be blessed. We're praying for you. Send me that link. And friends, let's help her. Let's take a little bit of money out of our pockets. Let's help her pay for lawyers to stand for freedom. Because you know what? They can do this to her. They can do it to you. Do it to me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Megan. Be blessed. That's Megan Marie.
You too.
Okay, folks. Serious stuff. Let's go to the phones, and we'll talk with our first caller. Caller, good morning. What's your name, and what do you have to say? Good morning. Can you hear me?
Super Dave?
Hey, Super Dave. It's you, brother. Sorry.
You messed me up, buddy. Hey, I just listened to her, and I really go out. I'm telling everybody, look, right now, you got some Republicans that are little scared little rabbits. Don't give them any money. Give it to her. She's fighting. They're not. I'm getting tired of this. Every time I listen to this stuff, I cannot believe that no one's doing nothing. They're just sitting there waiting. God, well, let's put it this way. God knows, and he is going to change this, and it's going to be soon. People, you need to realize that it's going to be soon. You need to relax. Let it go. I'm just upset of her because I was listening to her. She has a heart. I don't care what her past was. It's gone because God made it gone. You religious people need to realize it is gone. Leave her alone. Need to help her. Get rid of this doggone crap that is coming through this doggone thing that they think they know everything. Guarantee, I'll let you know. You doggone liberals, you think you know everything out there? Uh-uh. You have no idea what's going to be happening. I know, and a lot of people else know, and it's going to be happening. Now, of course, my wife's going, oh, my God. My husband's going nuts here. No, I'm not nuts. I know the truth here.
Thanks. I appreciate you hanging on. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Hey, at the top of the hour, Stacey Ann is back with Good Morning Salem. 1 hour from 8 to 9. Reverend Daniel sends me a text message. It says, Dems have proven that they are sore losers and terrible winners. Terrible combination of childish behavior in our news and politicians. Dale writes me an email. I would look forward to the impeachment trial and bring up every bit of voter fraud evidence during the trial, because voter fraud and the stolen election is what supposedly caused the riot on the Capitol. when all of this evidence is brought up at the Supreme Court and the judges agree that the election was stolen, what happens? Is there another election? Do the senators get replaced? Does Joe Biden step down? I don't know. I mean, that's, again, those are questions nobody really has an answer to. What's the remedy? You know, in a court case, it's always the remedy, right? So what would be the remedy? Linda writes an email, how do I feel? As I recall, mainstream media, including Fox, used the phrase way too much and was criticized for it because it really didn't ask the right question. That question can run the gamut of being vomitous to angry without an answer. Tom was right. Another overused word is the interesting preface. It is opening a door without a question, demanding an answer. I'm disgusted with Kevin McCarthy. 5 minutes ago, I got the third money request to help him since January 6th and his like to get elected. My answer was not on your life. How do I feel? Unappreciated. Few fought for our president and now they want me to fight for them. Never. Hard to argue with that, is it not? Very hard to argue with it. I think my hydraulic cartoon guy sent me an incomplete message. Such as it is, to the phones, 503-589-1220. Oh, by the way, I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our great sponsors. If you need a contractor that you literally can trust, he's your guy. Don't take my word for it. Just read satisfied customers' comments on his website, RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. We'll go to Glenn and then to a new caller. Glenn, another shot at it. Go.
Yeah, Jeff, don't you love political medicine? Biden yeah. says if you're in a federal building, you got to wear a mask. And if you're on a federal freeway, you got to wear a mask. Yeah, just inundate yourself with more and more virus. And then also the person who called, what was it, Becky? If she shovels the increment from the right to the left, they'll just shovel it back. And the person who talked about the pillar of salt. Remember when Gamaliel, who was Elijah's helper, and then he went and asked for the money because he healed that person, and then Gamaliel came back to, and he lied to Elisha, and he said the leprosy that was on him is now on you, and he turned as white as snow. Pillar of salt is white.
Good point.
And
it is.
And I don't want to be earlier. It's very difficult to be scientific on a radio talk show. I understand
yeah,
that, but you
it,
have
it
to
is.
Have,
it is.
You have to have a foundation to build on. And in reality, what I was saying is true. It's ugly. It's very ugly, but it is true.
Well, it is. And again, I think the only way that these kinds of things get resolved ultimately in the end is for God Almighty to intervene. Thanks, Glenn. Let's go to a new caller. New caller, who are you and what do you say today?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Yes. I called you before.
You did? Okay. Well, we'll make sure we make note of that so we know who you are when you call back.
Okay. What I'm saying is, sorry, I'm using on a cell phone. Okay. I have hope that God will intervene because He's already dispatched millions of angels on our behalf and the president. And the president is going to have a second term, and Biden will not last. Whatever that, so you have to have that God has the plan. We don't. Trust God, not man.
Yeah, that's where I am. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
So believe in the prophets, and you shall succeed.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
And
I appreciate it.
Don't believe the church. The church is a part of the problem.
It is, and that's the reason we're in the mess we are as a country, because the church hasn't been involved, and it's long since time for that to happen. And I want to thank you for a call. I'm going to let you go because I want to finish up the show with this. No matter how you feel today, if you're feeling at a loss, if you're grieving to some extent, and that's what Dutch Sheets said this morning in his Give Him 15 piece. And I kind of am, but I'm kind of not. This piece by Michael Walsh in the Epoch Time talks about Trump, where we go from here. And the headline of it is, with discipline and courage, Trump can turn defeat into eventual victory. And here's what needs to happen. We knew that voter fraud was coming. Yet we really didn't do anything to prevent it. The Republican Party generally is what I'm talking about. So what do they need to do now? They need to be gearing up right now to reform the election system, eliminate early and late voting, forbid mail-in ballots, agitate for a return to one man, one vote, one time, one day. Nothing else can prevent a repetition of the elections of 2018 and 20. If Trump harbors any notions of returning in 2024, he should take these lessons to heart. And his legions, who justly take pride in his accomplishment and his legacy, intend to return to his standards, so should they, doubly so. The Republican Party can either flee the field or fight or hang on, weather the storm, regroup, and like Ulysses Grant, counterattack after he got his butt beat on the first day of Shiloh. That's right. We need to be gearing up right now. At every level, as a party, and Trump cannot go off and form a third party. He has to fully cement himself as the single head of the Republican Party. And he does that by going after these 10 Republicans in the House who voted for his impeachment. That's how he does it. He goes into their districts, he holds rallies, he finds qualified high-level candidates to run against them, and then we step up and we give $5, $10, $25 to an account that goes to these people. And they are well-funded, and then they can take on these rhino Republicans. That's the first thing. That keeps Donald Trump in the front, it keeps him relevant, and it keeps us engaged. And the down ticket opportunity for us in Oregon is profound. We can do this. Keep praying. Keep believing God is in control, but keep believing that you're going to be a part of that too. Stacey ends up next. Good morning, Salem. See you tomorrow.